You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. My name is Nancy Baldwin, and I'm with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Ooh, fabulous.
Today. I love the fall. I'm not going to lie. I love the fall. I love cooler temperatures. Not that I don't like warmer temperatures,
I know, but
it's fall. We've had a warm summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Humid summer.
Yes, very humid.
So our guest today is Zach Martin with a couple of different companies. The first company we're going to talk about is PPS, or Panama's Property Services. Is that what it is? PPS?
Service.
But you do more than one service.
Exactly.
So it should be services.
Okay. I'll work on that change.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So let's talk. You've been doing some restructuring. Talk about Panama's, first of all. Okay. What it is and what you do and what your future holds.
I can do that. Okay. Well, the main thing we are is we're a full service residential remodeling and roofing company. That right now we're really focusing on our interior and exterior remodeling, because we believe that there's not just one part of your home that needs to be concentrated on, that every single step and every single part of a project in your home, it reflects and is associated with the other aspect of your home, that, you know, there's
it's all connected, people.
It's all connected. Yeah. And so to have a specific siding contractor and a different door and window contractor come in, the overlapping subs, in my opinion, over the years has caused significant problems. And so we do a lot of in-house training to be able to handle each one of those tasks, that to where they all can actually mesh together and work together, balancing the vapor barriers and flashing techniques with doors and windows, but also with the siding, because if the siding's done by one contractor and the doors and windows are done by another, there's that overlap where there are iffy sort of practices and who's in charge of what. And so we really focus on a lot of in-house training to be able to be sort of the one call stop for remodeling needs, because, like I said, every single aspect of your home is it plays a part in all the other aspects of it. So the big thing we've been doing lately that's been a big part of the business is roofing. Well, the only thing with roofing is that it's not just about putting shingles on your roof. It's not just about putting a metal roof on, because, yes, that helps. But the ventilation within the roofing system in combination with the insulation is what actually gives you the longer life expectancy of the roof. And so, because there's all the time that balance of, you know, how much money do you spend on a roof, but you really have to step back and look at what are my warranty qualifications for the roof. If I put this long warrantied roof that has, you know, say a 30-year warranty on it, but if the ventilation within the attic space is not adequate and it's not balanced correctly with the insulation, you cause heat blistering, which gives you a premature deterioration of any roof surface that you have. And then immediately, if you have a warranty claim with your manufacturer and they see a ventilation issue, you're automatically tossed to the side.
It's called null and void.
Null and void.
That's the fine print, folks, that it says.
Absolutely.
If you had this.
Right.
So you've got to do all these other things in order to make sure that warranty is in place. And most people don't read that.
Most people don't. And then a lot of roofing contractors will come in, take care of only the shingling aspect of the roof, or the metal, or whatever type of roof system that you have. They'll only take care of that. And we really try to focus on looking at the house and the waterproofing system as a whole. Do we have draft blocking within the siding and doors and windows that could create condensation? Is there proper ventilation within the soffits, the gables, whatever, a ridge ventilation, whatever it might take for that particular house to really ventilate the attic space, because a lot of people are confused about ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
Ventilation, right. They think, oh, I need to move the hot air out of my attic. Well, it's not about temperatures. It's about humidity levels, right, within the attic space, mm-hmm, because the temperature doesn't matter. The higher the humidity level, though, it exposes all of your framing and insulation, that's all very vulnerable, porous wood in the attic, to absorb moisture, mm-hmm, to absorb that condensation. And if you don't create a natural vacuum within the attic to draw the hot, humid air out and still have what's called a cool air intake forcing that air through your ventilation, then you will condensate in the attic space. You'll prematurely damage the framing and the trusses and the decking on the roof, not to mention whatever the roof surface is. Mm-hmm. And so I'm literally working on a project right now with a customer that had a roof put on 10 years ago.
That's not very long.
Not at all.
Put a 35-year warrantied shingle on there. Called the manufacturer, having problems. They, mm-hmm, walked out there and they said, I'm sorry, sir, your intake ventilation is insufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So your warranty is, mm-hmm, void. His contractor has already left town.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturer is not going to help him. And so it has landed now on the homeowner, because the contractor he hired 10 years ago didn't put the effort in to making sure that that roof was going to last the expected time that,
right,
it should. And it's sort of it's a give and take sort of scenario where, yes, that roofer is going to put that roof on for the cheapest possible price.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to put the effort in to tracking down what really caused,
mm-hmm,
the prior roof to fail. And ventilation issues don't create a leak within 5 years. It's 10 years,
mm-hmm,
15,
right,
years, that where,
yep,
you should still have another 15 years of life expectancy, mm-hmm, out of those shingles. But because of all the other factors that weren't considered in the initial installation, it's now lasted 15 years, mm-hmm, and has now failed. And so I'm really focusing on the entire, just the whole, your whole house as a system working together. We're not focused on just nailing shingles down.
Mm-hmm.
We're focused on making sure that the shingles we put on are going to meet the manufacturer's warranty specifications and then also stand the test of time, because,
right,
my goal is not to be the contractor that files bankruptcy in 10 years and walks away from all of his warranty
right,
or his warranty issues. That's not my goal. I'm looking to be a staple in the community for years to come, and the only way to do that is to present a quality product,
mm-hmm,
that lasts from 10 years. So 10 years from now, I'm still getting the referrals from those,
mm-hmm,
customers. And so,
yep,
that's a real focus of mine over the upcoming years.
And that's awesome. I mean, I can't,
yeah,
remember. That's so refreshing.
Weird, right? Somebody
what
putting
a concept.
The effort.
I know, right?
What a concept.
I know. Make sure it's kind of like what we do with our health. You know, you,
yeah,
take care of the interior,
mm-hmm,
and the exterior will come along.
Yes,
so
right,
it's what you put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of the same thing. And I love that, you know, you were talking about overlap. And when you were saying, if you have different contractors coming in,
yes,
sometimes you have a window guy and a,
right,
siding guy.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you kept saying overlap. And I kept thinking, sometimes it's not about overlap. It's about the cracks that they leave,
yes,
because they get really close and then they go, no, that's the window guy's,
that's
problem,
not my,
that's
right,
the siding guy's problem,
mm-hmm,
and so it doesn't get flashed right, or it,
right,
doesn't get, you know, the right tape,
exactly,
on there,
yep,
and you don't go that extra mile,
mm-hmm,
so I appreciate that you do that,
yeah,
and that you're looking at those things.
And I have two different outlooks on it, because right now, all the 90s construction boom,
mm-hmm,
there were multiple contractors in on top of each other, on top,
right,
of each other, on top of each other, and no one really tying it all together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Zach Martin, and we're going to talk a little bit about his bison farm.
Yes.